We mentioned earlier that President Bush is spending the weekend at an economic summit in Chile. There was a scuffle last night between U.S. and Chilean security details. NPR's Martin Coste reports from Santiago that some Chileans, including government officials, see American security measures as excessive.
Santiago hasn't seen security this tight since the end of the dictatorship 15 years ago. Metal detectors, police on every corner, constant helicopter patrols, and closed streets. Trying to walk home on a Sunday morning, Lucy Avarsua kept running into police barriers. I live in this neighborhood and I can't get through. I'm completely annoyed, she said. The exclusion zone was meant to protect all the APEC leaders, but Chileans tend to focus their annoyance on President Bush, whose security is by far the most imposing. At a gala dinner for the Asia-Pacific leaders last night, that annoyance boiled over. As Secret Service agents tried to follow President Bush through the front door, they found themselves blocked by police, sparking a brief scuffle. The Chileans say the Secret Service had no business coming in because it had been agreed that the Chileans would be responsible for security at the dinner. Patricio Gonzalez, political reporter for the daily El Mercurio, says the incident went down well with Chileans.
Bush's security forces see themselves as a bit overpowering, to put it mildly. So when those images came out last night, I would say most Chileans felt proud of their police, because the police quite rightly stopped the American guards from coming in without authorization.
The Chilean government has generally agreed to American security measures. Local newspapers have been fascinated with the presence of American radar planes and the reported importation of 200 firearms for the Secret Service. But President Ricardo Lagos drew the line when the Americans tried to tighten security in his presidential palace. He'd planned a state dinner tonight for President Bush, but he didn't want his 200 guests searched and run through metal detectors. At the last minute, Lagos canceled the formal dinner, and instead he'll have President Bush over for a more intimate working dinner. The White House never comments on the president's security, but it did confirm that the dinner had been downgraded. Reporter Patricio Gonzalez says Lagos had no choice.
He's in his own house, in the presidential palace. He's the host. So I believe he couldn't accept these excessive security measures.
Lagos is a center-leftist who's not always popular with Chile's police and armed forces. But today, standing outside the presidential palace, the police on guard seemed satisfied. This officer, who's not permitted to give his name, said Lagos was right to stand firm. He has asserted himself, the policeman said with a smirk. He has asserted himself in his homeland. Martin Coste, NPR News, Santiago.